T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden spells out pandemic relief plan. We have the story.
The FBI prepares for possible violence during inauguration week. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police investigate a fatal shooting that happened Thursday afternoon. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. For the second day in a row, we have implemented the trash can index as a high wind warning is in effect across Wichita through 6 p.m. tonight. Our complete forecast and what to expect this weekend on the way.
President-elect Joe Biden is promoting new COVID stimulus legislation. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Biden's $1.9 trillion proposal, the first of two, includes $1,400 direct payments to Americans, bringing the total relief to $2,000 on top of December's $600 payments. It extends and increases the weekly unemployment benefit from $300 to $400 and increases the child tax credit from $2,000 to $3,000 a year, $3,600 for kids under six. It also binds in some progressive priorities, like raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. And that's the rub for the Job Creators Network, which called it the worst part of the proposal and the straw that will break the backs of countless low-margin employers across the country.
Biden is expected to unveil related jobs and economic recovery plan in the near future.
The FBI chief is warning of extensive chatter about armed protests leading up to next week's presidential inauguration.
Vice President Mike Pence saw firsthand the security perimeter surrounding the U.S. Capitol during a surprise visit to thank some of the thousands of National Guard troops now deployed there.
We're going to deliver to the American people a safe inauguration. We're going to swear in a new president, a new vice president. We're going to move our nation forward, okay?
Pence was briefed by senior security officials about the inauguration. FBI Director Chris Wray says there are concerns of potential violence.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it.
More than 100 people have been arrested since last week's violent breach of the Capitol. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita police responded to a deadly shooting call Thursday afternoon.
The victim was inside a restaurant at Hydraulic and Wassel, but police say the disturbance and shooting actually happened outside the Berea Tito restaurant. Officer Charlie Davidson with the Wichita Police Department says the victim was involved in the disturbance. At some point, the man was shot and then made it back into the restaurant. He died inside the building. Officers located a suspect involved in this incident, and he was arrested without incident. Police are still investigating the shooting. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Wichita police have identified the victim in Wednesday's homicide investigation as 34-year-old Michael Montgomery. Officers arrested Montgomery's cousin, 39-year-old Jason Payne, on a charge of first-degree murder. The investigation revealed a disturbance occurred between Montgomery and Payne at their home in the 900 block of North Oliver. During the disturbance, Payne pulled out a knife, stabbing Montgomery multiple times.
The political back and forth continues over the second impeachment of President Trump.
It is not known when a Senate impeachment trial will start. What is known is it will begin after Joe Biden becomes president. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox's Sean Hannity, attacking President Trump after he leaves office is unfair.
Under this theory, the radical left, if you can impeach a president after they're out of office, why don't we impeach George Washington? He owned slaves. Where does this stop?
Connecticut Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal told CNN Republicans should join with Democrats to turn the page on President Trump.
They're saying they want to unify the country. One way to unify the country is a bipartisan vote for conviction.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Chiefs and the Browns go at it in the playoffs on Sunday. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Wichita Police Department cracking down on speeders. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Wichita Police Department has been cracking down on speeders. This week they focused on Kellogg and caught 170 speeders in just one day. Traffic officers conducted the assignment Wednesday at some of the high accident locations along Kellogg. The top speed officers witnessed was 83 miles an hour. Speed limit on Kellogg, of course, is 60 miles an hour.
With about 8,000 students, Wichita State University Tech is the largest technical college in Kansas. The school's president, Dr. Sherry Utash, tells KNSS News, preparing students for tech and medical jobs can be a fast-changing challenge.
We continue to take the programs that we have, either existing, and we try to continue to make them relevant to the workplace today, and we create new programs and new educational pathways for those careers that we believe are forthcoming in, with business and industry. And that can be in healthcare, IT, manufacturing, aviation, or applied technology.
Dr. Utash, our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS.
Momentum appears to be building in South Carolina for passage of a long-stalled bill restricting abortion.
The measure would ban the procedure once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually at the sixth week of pregnancy. While the bill has passed in the State House several times, supporters in the Senate have been unable to muster a two-thirds majority required to overcome a procedural hurdle. But Republicans gained 3 seats in the November elections, and there are signs the majority plans to move quickly on the measure in the new legislative session. Governor Henry McMaster said again in a State of the State address Wednesday he'll sign the bill immediately if it passes. Critics say it virtually bans all abortions. Nearly a dozen other states have enacted similar laws, but enforcement has been blocked in the courts. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A wildlife officer is facing charges after shocking allegations.
As an employee of New Mexico's Jicarilla Apache Game and Fish, Joseph Weaver was supposed to protect animals, but the Bloomfield Police Department says he decapitated a 9-week-old gray kitten inside his home. He's now facing a felony animal cruelty charge. Investigators say they found the small kitten wrapped in a towel along with a bloody pocket knife. Police say they were conducting a welfare check on Weaver at the time of his arrest. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Getting reports now that we're starting to see some flurries here around the Wichita area. Just after he left our building, money tracker Don Grant texted me, said he was seeing some snow flurries out there.
Some flurries, okay.
Yeah, so we do have some snow flurries here in the area as far as conditions are concerned. Driving-wise, good idea to be a little extra cautious out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And plenty of wind, too. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Taylor Cox. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Yeah, wind and snow flurries. Those are the big headlines this morning. But we're not expecting to see a lot of accumulation from those snow flurries, just about a trace here in the Wichita area.
Well, so, but it's awful cold. Anyway, it just feels awful cold because of the wind. So what's the forecast as we're heading into this weekend? What's the forecast?
Yeah, we're going to be warming up to 42 today. That is right at average for this time of the year. Overnight lows back into the 20s. So, of course, it starts out very chilly for our morning time and then the evening as well. But those daytime highs, that is about average for this time of the year. 46 tomorrow and 47 on Sunday. The wind will start to calm down later this evening as the sun goes down. And we're not expecting to see any significant wind for the rest of the weekend, as well as moisture. The moisture stays out of the air area, and even whenever we have these disturbances pass through, we just don't have enough moisture in the air to bring us any showers, or at least any significant showers. So throughout the weekend, if you're headed up to the Chiefs game or even doing some outdoor watching with your friends, the biggest headline will be the cold weather.
All right, so what do we got right now?
Right now in Wichita, 37 is our current temperature with a 23-mile-per-hour sustained wind from the north and west. So it is windy out there.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. The KSN Storm Tracker's forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Taylor Cox. 7:12 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, Friday, January 15th, 2021. And we had a sunny, windy day across south-central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 56 degrees, normal high 42. And we had a wind gust of 57 miles per hour recorded in the Wichita area yesterday. And on this date in 1932, Los Angeles, California, received their biggest snowfall on record when around 2 inches accumulated at the Civic Center. It just doesn't snow out there.
That's time to panic in Los Angeles.
It doesn't snow in L.A. very often.
No, it does not.
Not very often at all. Okay, this is the 15th of January. On this date in 2009, U.S. Airways Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger ditched his Airbus 320 in the Hudson River after a flock of birds disabled both engines. All 155 people aboard survived. You remember that story. And then they made a movie out of it with Tom Hanks. Sully, the movie. Yep. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, I did. Saw the theater.
Basically, it pretty much focused on the fact that he was being second-guessed by all the computer guys.
Yeah, all the corporate people.
They had him on the ropes, and he was saying, oh, this is what I did, and this is why I did it, and I'm a pilot, and I know what I'm doing.
And everybody survived.
And everybody survived, and they had people in the Hudson River coming over with boats in a hurry to help them out. Quite a story. That was back in 2009. All right, Ted, 7:14, Stephen, 10. What else we got this morning? Just want a quick reminder that some people have a three-day weekend, because we have Martin Luther King Day coming up on Monday. Just about everything is going to be closed government-wise, frankly. It is a federal holiday, which means usually that everything closes. No postal delivery on Monday, but there will be a Steve and Ted show with most of the usual suspects here on Monday morning, including Ted Woodward.
Ted, I'm planning on being here.
The story that we had just a minute ago about this cracking down on the speeders on Kellogg,
mm-hmm.
at 170 people in one day, I'll tell you what. You know, I go home every day right over here on Kellogg. I get on here at Rock Road, and I go west clear across the city to Seneca to get off. And, I mean, well, not every day, but most days there's at least one or two fools out there that are just going pell-mell.
You guys doing 80 all the time.
And I will see somebody stopped about once every month to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm not bagging on the police department, but that's how often they usually get out there. And when they do, they start nailing people. So this looks like they had somebody, they got 170 in one day. I don't doubt that. You know, the police officer, they're called upon to do so many different things, and they get some important work to do. It doesn't seem like traffic is always the top priority, but you got the new motorcycle guys out there, the motorcycle police, and they're the ones who get the charge on Kellogg, and I just... it's cold out there. Who'd want to do that today?
And Kellogg. Everybody's tailgating everybody else.
Oh, so tailgating.
And they're all going, yeah.
Everybody's so misbehaving. So,
it's not the safest route.
No, but there it is.
But it's the fastest.
It's the quickest. What I like to do is try to get my cruise control on, stick it on there at just a little over 60 or something, and then try to go through. Can't do that because nobody else does that.
Right.
They're going 50, 110, then they're going 70, then they're going 50, and so it's hard to do that.
So you can't, no.
Yeah. Now to have a cruise control lane. Anyway, all our best to the folks in the police department for writing those tickets. It's a bad day to do it today, but yeah, somebody's got to do it, I guess.
Yeah, I was on a crowded Kellogg a couple days ago. Of course, you got the two idiots in the far left lane that are both going about 53. And, of course, that's making everybody in that lane get
crazy,
and get into the middle lane and then the far right lane, so it's just chaos. It's like it's all because this one idiot is in the far right, the far left lane going about 52 miles an hour.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, just a few minutes from now, we're going to premiere a song on the radio. We don't play many. In fact, we don't ever play a song on Steve and Ted.
Very rarely.
We're going to do it this morning because we have a new song from Lonesome Larry Wagner, the great country music star. I know you haven't heard of him, but that's all right. The song is I Ain't Been Nowhere. It has to do with the pandemic. And Larry's going to sing about all the places he can't go because of the pandemic. We're going to premiere that here in just about, 10 minutes here on KNSS.
Excellent.
Should be interesting. All right. It's now 7:17, Stephen Ted, and time for a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yep, of course, we got the NFL playoffs this weekend. We're down to the conference semifinals, only four games, two on Saturday, two on Sunday, and one of those, of course, includes the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, trying to get back to the Super Bowl and win it again. And they are taking on the Cleveland Browns on Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. These teams have never met in the postseason. And the Chiefs are a 10-point favorite in this one. Expected to be a pretty high-scoring game between these two capable offenses. We'll see how that goes. Coach Andy Reid of the Chiefs have never lost a game to the Browns. Of course, last year, you remember, the Chiefs in the postseason seemed like they kept getting behind by rather sizable margins, and then they came back and won all those games. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says, really can't afford to do that.
It makes it a lot easier. I think you could say that. It's not something that we necessarily talk about. I think it's just kind of understood is that we need to come out playing our best football, playing the team that we're playing. They're coming in with a lot of confidence, playing really good football. And so we want to do whatever we can to get off on the right foot and try to build a lead early because, they're a good football team that's able to win football games. And so we're going to make sure that we come with our best effort from the first snap.
Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs Radio Network begin their pregame coverage at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 2 o'clock Sunday. And, of course, that is live right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And coming up about 1 hour from now, about 8:15 this morning, we will have our live weekly visit with Mitch Holtis and discuss this playoff matchup with the Browns.
So always a fun few minutes on Friday morning.
Should be super interesting.
Yeah,
the Chiefs and the Browns coming up, and we'll talk with Mitch 1 hour from now. The other three NFL games, you can hear all the games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Starting tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, you got the Packers and the Rams in Green Bay. Snow in the forecast for the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field tomorrow, by the way. Be nice and cool there. Tomorrow night's game is in Buffalo, the Bills hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Sunday, of course, you got the Chiefs and the Browns at 2 o'clock. And then the last game of the playoffs of the weekend, the Saints hosting the Buccaneers, 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. So there you go. There's your playoff rundown. All those games are on KFH. We do have college men's basketball this weekend. Sixth-ranked Kansas is home tomorrow afternoon, hosting Iowa State, a team that is struggling right now. They've lost three in a row. Jayhawks are coming off a road loss, by the way. Live pregame coverage for KU basketball at 11:30 tomorrow morning. The game will tip off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Lawrence, and that is on KFH. The K-State men are on the road tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, visiting 4th-ranked Texas. So that's your rundown for KU and K-State this weekend. The Washburn men won last night. They beat Missouri Southern State 99-58. The Washburn men... Ichabods are 9-1 on the season now, and they are ranked 8th in the nation.
Playing
some good basketball right now.
There you go.
In the NBA yesterday, the Toronto Raptors win at home. They beat the Charlotte Hornets 111-108. Starting at guard for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet made 5 three-pointers on his way to 17 points and 8 assists. Raptors got off to a pretty bad start this year in the NBA, but they have split their last four games and maybe starting to get in the win column a little more often. And we got a few birthdays today. How about hockey birthday? The great Ron Handy, former Wichita Thunder player. He was a huge player for the Thunder when they won back-to-back titles in the 1990s. Ron Handy is 58 today. Great KNSS listener, former Shocker baseball star Spike Anderson, celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Spike!
So happy birthday tomorrow to Spike Anderson. One of the Valley Center Andersons.
The Andersons, yes, the Andersons.
And happy birthday to one of our great co-workers tomorrow as well, Rodney Price.
Rodney Price is having a birthday tomorrow.
He helps us out, and Rodney's celebrating his birthday tomorrow, too.
He's a busy guy. He does news for us during the week and on the weekends, and he's out doing TV weather.
TV weather. Rodney Price is all over the place.
Let me tell you something about Rodney Price. You may not know this, you listeners out there. He's one heck of a guy. He's a
There's
nice
no doubt
man.
About that.
Great guy and real professional.
He's a huge help to us.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Rodney.
There you go.
Anybody
good,
else?
Good birthdays right there. I think that's all we need. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
And Mitch Holtis coming up in about an hour and in just a few minutes here. The big hit song coming up with Stephen Ted. You're going to hear it right here. 7:21. We're on the Rush Limbaugh's on the way with a morning update. The rich are in the news, and Rush loves it. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.